Well, we are fortunate and blessed to again be on Kauai and again visiting with Holoholo Nelson, Nelson Ka'ai.
That's my name.
And taking it to another beautiful journey on the Garden Island of Kauai as we head on out to Wai'ale'ale, the base of Wai'ale'ale. Is that right? Where
yes,
are we headed to?
Yes, the base of Wai'ale'ale. And oh, there's so many things on there, exciting. If you're from the city, oh, better yet.
Wai'ale'ale in Hawaiian means flowing waters, yeah?
Yes, yes.
Rippling
waters, yeah.
And you live pretty close to it. We are now in the Wailua Homesteads, no?
Wailua Homestead, although you can see the mountain, and to get over there it will take a couple of hours because the road is not that good, and you got to get on 4x4, otherwise no ways you can get there.
And then when we get there, we have with us our ohana. We have Entikiniki, Micah, and Tanner, and what are we going to do?
First of all, we go sightseeing, where Jurassic Park was first filmed, with the opening of the big gate. The two poles are still standing, and you'll be able to see that. And then you'll take some photo shooting of the nice scenery of the mountains and the valleys and the trees and the ferns. And then we're going to go up to the very base where the everything starts, the water from the mountains rippling down to the rivers of Kauai.
Going to take us how long to get there from now your house in Wailua Homelands?
On a good road, it'll take a few minutes. Then when we go on a bad road, it'll take about 45 minutes.
What exactly are we going to be inner tubing and going down the waterways off of Wai'ale'ale?
It's the irrigation ditches that the plantation, Lihui Plantation, utilized to feed all the acres and acres of sugarcane. But they're no longer in business, but the water is still flowing.
Okay, so what we got now?
Aha, we're going to do our first river crossing. If no more traffic, you can stop right over here. This is all fresh water. No more salt water, nothing. And we can wash the truck.
Actually, here in the river crossing, going right through the water. Okay, now we are officially off of the regular road, and we are now onto the dirt road. As you go off to the unmaintained road, you get that Y on the road and take you up to power line. They're about to take you to where?
All the way to Hanalei.
That's an 11-mile journey, yeah?
Yep, and it's not good unless you go on one horse or one motorcycle.
So we are back in the real unmaintained road, and it's bouncy. It's full of coir trees and tall grasses, and we have ferns all over the place, and a lot of native plants, a lot of vines, a lot of very thick and lush forest. But right in the middle, on dirt road, that we are bouncing our way to our location just below Wai'ale'ale, yeah? So we have number two river crossing, no?
I love to go fast.
Okay, here we go. Hold on, guys. Just past the area where we have the two podiums that represent Jurassic Park. We just saw them. Now they're just big concrete structures over there, and that's just the two of them. So that's all we have to go through. So we're just lumbering in. We're getting close to Wai'ale'ale. We can actually see the crater. We can see the waterfalls that fall off the crater. Beautiful green and the white waterfalls piercing through the green of the vegetation, shrouded in cloud cover. This is unbelievable. We are actually in Wai'ale'ale crater. See, Mount Wai'ale'ale was a mountain before, and then part of the crater just absolutely blew out, sort of like Mount St. Helen. And then when it blew out, it created this crater. Well, on the top of the crater, on the top of the mountain, is one of the wettest spots on Earth. But we're inside of the crater now. You can hear in the background the waterfalls, all of the water streams going. We're surrounded by... Is that lehua, or what kind of tree is that?
Yeah, that's a lehua tree. You see the nice red flower.
You can hear the helicopters above us as they're flying into and out of Wai'ale'ale crater. Now, this in the middle is... What is this area actually called? Is there a name to this?
Well, I know the fact is up at the... Basically, they call that blue hole. It's all blue rocks from the volcanic stone. Yeah,
and that's where we're gonna walk to right now.
Oh, no,
can walk to.
4 hours
to
there.
Oh, no kidding. To get to, and that's blue hole is way up inside.
Way
yeah,
up
okay.
Basically,
and that no can go to.
You can, but you gotta be experienced. You gotta get good equipment, good tubbies, and take lunch with you because you're gonna need it.
Is that right? So that's on walk all the way to the base where the waterfall go to the bottom and all that. Yeah, okay, it's blue hole. Okay.
Blue rocks. You can see actually the blue rocks.
You can hear the running water of this river that leads from Mount Wai'ale'ale. So Nelson, this is kind of like the official end of the road, yeah?
Yes, official end of the road. At one point, they used to have a caretaker, the ditch man. He used to live up here, and take care of this area.
Yeah, because the river actually splits in two. The plantation split it one side to the right going down to Lehue on Hanamalo area.
Yeah, yeah, and then other side is a natural going to Hanale, Kapa'a, Wailua.
We've got the sightseeing out of the way.
Yeah, this is where we're going to do a little hike back up. Normally we get the 5 tunnels, but the water is high, and we're going to, that goes to a low area that we cannot go past through. So we're going to eliminate those 2 tunnels and come back to this side and do a little hike. The adventure is on.
Good. We're going to float down in these beautiful ditches from the Mount Wailua stream eventually, no?
Yeah.
We're going to float down the waterway. That can be awesome. How did you like the ride on the inner tube through the tunnels?
Scary. It was fun. A lot of fun. Cold, but if you fall in, it gets warm real fast.
It's relaxing. Very fun to be with the family.
Nelson, what do you like most about the fact that you get to take people up here?
Everything is just relaxing and makes me more young, because you come one time, you think you'll be tired. 50 times, still the same. Kayak and everything, it's good for energy. Yeah, energize the body. Yeah.
One of the nice things is, of course, we're in the shadows of Mount Wailua, but what's nice is we're surrounded by really local things like tea leaf, lehua, kind of spiritual area, no, this?
Yeah, you know, if you start analyzing and looking and appreciate what's just around you, you start noticing a lot of things that just go by just carefree. But you stop and look and smell the flowers, it's just amazing. It just gives you so much energy.
So there you have it. We came, we saw, we enjoyed. Way in the inside of Kauai, near Mount Wailua, the rivers that flow from it, and did some inner tube riding on some of these irrigation canals. A lot of fun, something that you should do if you visit the island of Kauai.